Gwede Mantash has a relatively thin skin, it seems. One would think with his time in the union movement and his time in the ANC and his time in government, he might have developed a slightly thicker skin, but it doesn't appear that he has, because he used the occasion of the AGM of the Minerals Council of South Africa to complain about mining bosses who insult the government. Well, I think when eventually somebody brings a column on News 24 today to his attention, he is going to ask journalists to stop insulting him. Peter du Toit, News 24's assistant editor for In-Depth News. Peter, I'm sure you don't regard it as a column which is aimed at insulting Gwede Mantashe, but it is a column which is quite critical of him. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Well, yes. Look, it's absolutely ludicrous, I think, for a minister in this current ANC government to go about telling members of civil society, the business community, and broader community of South Africans to stop insulting the state. I mean, we don't live, even though he might wish we do, we don't live in a one-party state, and we certainly do not live in a country where we should treat politicians as exalted deities almost. Because, I mean, for the last decade, we have been subjected to one of the worst governments since 1994. There's no doubt about it. And I'd very much like to ask Mr. Mantashe, speaking about or berating mining bosses. Now, whatever issue he might have with mining bosses, we know there's a strike with Sibanye, Stillwater Gold. There's a lot of controversy around Neil Fruneman's $300 million bonus package that he received last year. But he needs to sort that out with the mining industry. But going around insulting people, telling them to stop insulting government, a government with an extremely poor record in every single metric that you might raise, is absolutely ludicrous. I think South Africans in general, as a working journalist, we've all been extremely patient for very long with this government, where Mr. Mantashe is a senior cabinet minister, a senior ANC leader, to start delivering on their multitude of election promises, which by and large have not materialized, and which isn't even close to start materializing. So I think it's time that we should stop pussyfooting around the major issues that we've got: electricity, a tepid economy, and what this government is doing or not doing to try and get us out of this hole. He's got a thin skin, and I'm fully expecting some blowback from this, John.
Peter, I mean, there's so much happening. There's so much new information coming into the part of the brain where you store your political facts and figures and arguments that it's quite easy to forget stuff. And I was reminded reading your column earlier today, because we think of Gwede Mantashe as being pro Cyril Ramaphosa. You know, he's in the Ramaphosa faction of the ANC. And what your column did, amongst other things, was remind me of the degree to which Gwede Mantashe was for a long time regarded as a Jacob Zuma man through and through.
Well, absolutely. Gwede Mantashe is one of the very few survivors who has managed to navigate the treacherous waters of the ANC over the last decade and a half. One of the very few ANC leaders who have managed to ingratiate himself with whatever faction is dominant in the ANC. Now, when Mantashe was elected, appointed as ANC Secretary General in Polokwane, I was there. I remember it very well. He was one of the very, very vociferous supporters of Zuma, and one of the very vociferous supporters of the new Zuma agenda. And what that new Zuma agenda immediately did was start to dismantle the Scorpion. We know what happened after that. We're still awaiting the fifth installment of the Zondo report into state capture, which was one of the direct consequences of Mantashe and Zuma and that ANC dismantling the Scorpions, who in 2008 was making great strides in stopping and preventing corruption and ensuring accountability. We are now operating and living in a country where we still have not seen any significant prosecutions emanating from state capture or any significant prosecutions emanating from the Jacob Zuma years. Yes, there is progress. The National Prosecuting Authority yesterday again arrested some Gupta lieutenants who were involved in the great Optimum Mine scam, but we haven't seen the big fish being arrested, or we haven't, and we certainly have not seen the governing party exacting accountability from their many officials, many leaders, who not only aided and abetted the state capture project, but who were very much active in that project themselves. We should also not forget that Mr. Mantashe's name is mentioned very, very prominently in the Zonda report. He has said he'll take it under review, but the Zonda report, the Chief Justice has recommended that he be probed for his possible links to corruption related to Bosasa. So yes, Mr. Mantashe has got is a colorful character with a long history. We should not forget that he was in charge of the ANC during the height of state capture. As the Secretary General of the party, you carry enormous influence in the party. You know, that's the fulcrum around which the organization functions. He's pretty much the chief executive of the party, and he was chief executive of this party during the height of the Zuma years.
Peter Detoy, News 24's assistant editor for In-Depth News.